The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome once again to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and as you may have noticed over the past number of shows, Mr. Al Foreman is not joining me for these shows. So an explanation is in order. Al had cataract procedure done, and a little bit of the cataract was not cooperative, and that little bit of cataract required an additional procedure. And so Mr. Al Foreman is recuperating as we speak, and he should be back with us by the end of the week, I'd say. So we'll see. I will keep you all informed about the progress that Al is making with his recovery. And so for all the people who have inquired about Al Foreman's good health, he is in splendid good health and recuperating from the procedure with the removal of the cataract. So that's the update on Mr. Al Foreman and why I am here alone on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Couple of more updates for you. For all of those people who attended our summer special health fair event on Saturday, it was an incredible success. We had such a good turnout. We had so much fun. Lots of people, lots of taste testing, all kinds of good things going on all day long. And I'm going to say thank you so much to all of those people who attended. And to those who missed it, I'm sure that we will be having other seasonal events in the future. And certainly if you call the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, you can be put on our email list, and that way you'll be sure to know about upcoming events at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. The number to call, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655, and you can ask to be put on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center mailing list. And one more bit of information. On Wednesday, we expect to have Mr. Chris Allison join us here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. And then after that hour of discussion about the approaches that he uses to evaluate an individual's health, he will be spending time in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. Easily found if you put into your GPS Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. We're just a half mile south of Sample Road on the west side of 441. So look for that to happen. Mr. Chris Allison, and that is Wednesday, July 5th. And in case I don't get to it, I'm going to wish everybody a very happy, healthy, safe 4th of July. Hopefully you will be spending time with family and friends, eating good food, enjoying the fabulous South Florida beach weather. And don't come see us, because Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will be closed on Tuesday, July 4th. We'll be back on Wednesday, and Mr. Chris Allison will be joining me. What does Chris Allison do if people are unfamiliar with that name? He does live blood cell analysis, and he will give you an on-the-spot interpretation of the chemistry of your blood cells, and based on that chemistry, make some very good suggestions with regard to nutrients that can help overcome dysfunction in your blood. So that's Chris Allison. He'll be joining me on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour on Wednesday, and then he will be at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center after the show. So the show is 10 to 11 on Wednesday, and then after the show, you will be able to find Mr. Chris Allison at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center. And if you have any questions with regard to Chris Allison's time at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. Okay, so what's going on today on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour? Well, I kind of came across a subject that is extremely controversial. We have very vocal people on both sides of the issue, and I'm going to say I'm straddling the fence here. What am I talking about? I'm talking about vaccines. Do the vaccines, don't do the vaccines. Well, I'm very opinionated with regard to the flu vaccine. And why am I so opinionated? Because when you look at the ingredients in the flu vaccine, it's pretty questionable about whether or not that's a good thing to be putting into your body. For any of those people who may be allergic to eggs, they might not deal with eggs very well. Chicken embryo is part of the ingredient profile in flu vaccines. And so you think, okay, well, I don't have any issue with eggs, so I'll go ahead and get my flu vaccine. But the next ingredient is thimerosal. And I have to say there's a lot of misguided information out there that I was told in a Walgreens drugstore that, oh, they took the mercury out of the flu vaccine. And the truth of the matter is thimerosal has been removed from many, many, many vaccines. However, it is still in the influenza vaccine. So taking that into consideration, I will give you some suggestions about how to support yourself nutritionally prior to receiving a vaccine, how to support your children or your baby prior to receiving a vaccine so that your immune system responds to the vaccine and you begin to produce those antibodies, and that the immune response is not so overwhelming as to create problems. Why am I talking about vaccines? Well, a kind of controversial report that Italy is considering some very drastic measures with regard to parents who have not vaccinated their children. Why? They are dealing with a measles epidemic. And so here's my question. Here's my thought on that. Okay, here's the government of Italy, and they're saying you must vaccinate your children. There will be no exemptions to avoid a vaccination. And they're saying that more and more people had been avoiding the vaccinations, and that's why we're having the measles epidemic. Well, if there were children who have been vaccinated, I would say that they don't need to worry. They've had the vaccine, they're carrying the antibodies, and it is the parents of children who have not vaccinated their children. And so the government of Italy is saying, okay, well, those kids who are developing the measles, they're making it more difficult for all of the parents across Italy. Well, your vaccinated children are safe. It is the unvaccinated children that we need to pay attention to. Okay, what do we have to do? We need to support their immune systems. Once they are infected with the measles, there are typically accepted approaches to treat those children, certainly to control a fever, hydrate, possibly lots and lots of vegetable juices, pretty much a vegetable diet. So vegetable juices, vegetable soup, whatever you are able to get into the child who's ill. Maintaining quiet, supporting the proper function of liver and kidneys with enough water, lemon in the water, alkalizing the child's body chemistry, and essentially you're going to wait out that measles infection. What you want to do is maintain as high as possible a vitamin C status within the child. Vitamin D would be excellent suggestion as well. How about making sure that there are plenty of probiotics in that child's digestive system? Crucially important, the first area of response on the part of your immune system is supported by beneficial bacteria in the gut. So the first response from your immune system essentially comes from your gut. And so if a child is sick, you want to be supporting a balanced and normalized immune response in response to the measles. So the vitamin C. There are so many different types of vitamin C powders on the market, and you can mix that with a little bit of flavor. You can mix it in the water. You can put it in a little bit of vegetable juice. So many different ways where people can be supporting the vitamin C status of the kids. Okay, so what's one of the more controversial aspects of this discussion on vaccines? Do vaccines cause autism? Does aluminum cause autism? Does mercury cause autism? So many aspects of this discussion are very difficult to pin down, but I have some really high quality information, a small but well organized research study with regard to children dealing with the issues after being vaccinated and comparing them to unvaccinated kids. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And keep in mind, the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour is brought to you by the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate, and easily found in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Stay tuned. More to come.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. and make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Looking for quality groceries at great discounted prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot. And always at the best prices. EDLP prices. Everyday low prices. I will say everyday lowest prices. That's right. EDLP. Everyday lowest prices. Come on in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. SAVALOT NutritionCenters.com. And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and I'm talking about vaccines, a discussion that can certainly cause raised voices sometimes, very determined perspectives on both sides of this discussion. And as I said, I'm kind of straddling the fence here. What I'm talking about over time is let's take a look at this entire spectrum of factual information. And here I'm going to say something that will incite a lot of reaction on the part of my listeners. Okay. They are saying mercury does not cause autism. And I have to kind of agree with that. Is mercury part of the picture? Could very well be, but it is not a definitive statement that mercury causes autism. Do we know that mercury and aluminum cause neurological degeneration and damage? We do. Is there any reasonable time when you would want to expose yourself to mercury or aluminum? Eh, not really. But are they the cause of autism? I'm pretty much in the perspective that when you give a vaccine containing some of these questionable substances, and I'll go through those later on in the show, when you inject that into a child or an adult who is possibly on the cusp of becoming ill. Maybe they've been exposed to a virus, but they have not yet begun to really exhibit any symptoms. Someone whose immune system has been under assault for a variety of reasons. Maybe their diet is too high in sugar. That'll assault your immune system. So when a vaccine containing those questionable ingredients is injected into a host that has other health challenges, I think that's when you begin to have issues, that the immune system response is out of control, and ultimately the ingredients have possibly the possibility of doing damage, unforeseen damage, damage that we just really don't know how to quantify yet. So let's talk about the decision-making process. Certainly for babies, what you want to be considering is breastfeeding for supporting the baby's immune system, keeping in mind that over the first 3 months of life, the immune capability of the mother is being very nicely transferred to the infant for that infant's immune benefit. And there's even research that shows that breastfeeding has an immune benefit for the mom. Now, when are some of these vaccines begun? as early as 6 weeks. So here we have certainly the potential for a difference of opinion. If an infant is being breastfed, shouldn't we at least wait those 3 months and then consider doing the vaccines? And then when you think about what's going on with these kids, 50 doses of 14 vaccines by 6 years of age. That's a lot of vaccines. So I'm talking to an audience here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour that I'm presuming is, let's say, over 45 and primarily over 45. So it's parents, grandparents, and so on. Your kids didn't get that number of vaccines, 50 doses of 14 vaccines by 6 years of age, almost 70 doses of 16 pharmaceutical vaccines by the age of 18. Now, what are these vaccines doing? They are altering how your immune system works. And that's one of the areas where I have a bit of concern, and I have a bit of concern based on the information that I was reading, a research study of 600 plus children. They compared 261 children who were not vaccinated to 400 children who were vaccinated. And the age range of these children was 6 to 12 years. This is the Children's Medical Safety Research Institute put together this study. And they did it with relatively controlled conditions, which is difficult to do. Typically, you would take a study comparing children, let's say, in the Amish community with children who are typically vaccinated. And so lifestyle, diet, that's dramatically different. But for this study of the 600 kids, the kids were in similar situations. They were all homeschooled kids. So you're assuming that their diet, their lifestyle, their situations were pretty similar. Okay. And it was published in April 27th in the Journal of Translational Science. And very interesting. It is a small study, you know, 600 kids. But it was kind of calculating the presence of allergies. They certainly evaluated neural development. Now, chronic illness was 2 times higher in the vaccinated kids. So what are some of the chronic illnesses? Allergies. So once again, you know, as someone, let's say, over the age of 45, do you remember people being so frequently dealing with allergic reactions? Do you remember so many people being diagnosed with breathing difficulties like asthma? And how about that whole aspect of hyperactivity and learning disabilities? It just seems as though they're more prevalent now. Maybe we're just taking greater notice. However, there are higher categorizations of hyperactivity, learning disability. Certainly obesity in our kids and food sensitivities. Now, the food sensitivities are different than the allergies. The food sensitivities, you don't necessarily have a dramatic outbreak of hives or constipation, diarrhea. The sensitivities are just that you don't digest those particular foods very well. And when you're exposed to them, you may see a particular symptom, maybe a stomach ache, maybe a runny nose. And so here's some dramatic information. There are over a million kids under the age of 5 on a psychiatric drug. 1 in 4 under 17 is on some sort of prescription drug. I can't tell you how many people I see whose kids are taking digestive aid, some kind of drug meant to overcome digestive symptom. And okay, so who's to say that the vaccines are part of this discussion? It could be the pesticides we're exposed to. It could be plastics, that so many of our food choices come in plastics. Maybe it's fast food. What parent hasn't in a pinch pulled up to the drive-up window in any one of the fast food joints? Now, you know you're not giving your children a very good quality meal, but you're making them happy because they're getting a little toy. Maybe they're getting soda. Maybe they're getting something that they don't usually get, so it's a treat. Okay. Who's to say that those things are not contributing factors to the allergies, the obesity, the food sensitivities, an increase in the number of kids who are being diagnosed as diabetic. So kind of going along with that obesity and an inability to properly metabolize and sugar and maintain a balanced blood sugar chemistry. Maybe it's the chemicals in water. We know we have chlorine and fluoride. There might be some other contaminants. Certainly we don't have to look, or we can look far beyond Flint, Michigan for contaminants in water. And maybe those are the contributing factors, or maybe it's all of it. So, we know that there are plenty of side effects associated with vaccines. However, we don't necessarily get quality information about long-term studies. But what we do know is there has been a dramatic increase in those different chronic illnesses that I mentioned, allergies, asthma, hyperactivity, obesity, diabetes. And unfortunately, far too many of the kids are dealing with things like eczema. It's almost 3 times more prevalent in vaccinated kids than in unvaccinated kids. Some being diagnosed with some neurodevelopmental disorder, almost 4 times as common in vaccinated kids as compared to those unvaccinated. Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, 4 times more prevalent. A learning disability, 5 times more prevalent in vaccinated kids. And when you come back, listening to the rest of the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, I'm going to tell you a dramatic issue that vaccinated children deal with, 30 times more prevalent in the vaccinated kids than in the non-vaccinated kids. So, you're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. And we'll be right back after these messages. Are you taking the recommended supplements meant to address specific health issues? If you've not been able to reach your health goals, maybe the supplements don't have the biological activity necessary. Discuss with me, Janet Cimarelli, the specific nutrients for your health issues. Quality supplements and focused nutrient dosages make a world of difference. To achieve your health goals, come to Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Our excellent staff has combined experience well over 100 years. You get the very best supplements at the very best prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products containing no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of our world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. Support your good health with all the natural products at great prices. Fabulous prices. Unmatched prices. All at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
And welcome back. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Before I get back to the discussion this morning, I just want to let everybody know that on Wednesday, July 5th, Mr. Chris Allison will be joining me for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, and he will be spending some time in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. So if you are not necessarily familiar with the name Chris Allison, he does live blood cell analysis, and he will give you an insight into health issues and challenges you might be dealing with, and basing his information on what he sees in your blood cells, he will make some recommendations about the best supplements that may be very helpful in overcoming your health challenges. So he has been doing live blood cell analysis for years and years and years. And on Wednesday, you are going to hear from him here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Okay, what is 30 times more likely to be found in vaccinated kids than unvaccinated kids? Allergic rhinitis. So a runny nose. It's interesting because I walked into a mainstream pediatrician's office a number of years ago, and the waiting room was full of babies, little tiny ones to toddlers. And it was astonishing to see how many babies just were dealing with runny nose. So hyperimmune response dealing with upper respiratory, nasal congestion, mucus, and so on. Okay, now, all of the information that I'm talking to you about is the Anthony Mawson study, and he is associated with the Department of Epidemiology and Biostatistics, the School of Public Health at Jackson State University. And this study compared the homeschool kids to other homeschool kids, and the kids were in Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Oregon. So, where were the vaccines successful? The vaccines prevented chicken pox, whooping cough, and rubella. However, there were the same rates, people in Italy, listen up, the same rates of measles, mumps, and influenza, whether or not the kids were vaccinated or unvaccinated. So many different types of vaccines, so many different types of response or negative response. Vaccinated kids had over 300% the number of diagnoses of pneumonia, 300% more than unvaccinated kids. Amazing, amazing, amazing information. here's some information with regard to, you know, evaluating statistics and helping you to make some decisions. And helping you to make some decisions, I will be moving into the things that you can do to minimize any kind of a negative response when your baby, your child, or you are going to get a vaccine. In the 1980s, the diagnoses of autism, or let's say on the spectrum, as they say, the Asperger's, autism and Asperger's, 1 in 10,000. In the 1990s, it was one child in 2,500 diagnosed with autism or Asperger's. And in 2017, one in 68. This is actually amazing. So when you think about what has happened with the kids, all right, we're dealing with here's this diagnosis of autism, but we have had so many more vaccines added to our children's lives before they're six. I'm scanning my pages. Okay, here it is. 50 doses of 14 vaccines by 6 years. We didn't have that back in the 80s. 69 doses of 16 pharmaceutical vaccines altering the immune function by 18. We didn't have that back in the 80s, the 90s. And so when you take a look at those statistics, how many vaccines we had, and then over the past 35, 40 years, the number of children diagnosed with different illnesses. In the 2004, this is astonishing information, in the 2004 journal Pediatrics, William Thompson, who has authored papers supporting the use of the MMR vaccine, he has admitted, now this is in the 2004 journal Pediatrics, he admitted obscuring data that connected the MMR vaccine to autism. We know that there is a governmental fund to compensate parents who have experience some sort of damage to their children's health after vaccination. We know that on an MRI, there are white spots visible on the brain after vaccination. And in the medical literature for years, there has been documented side effects of narcolepsy and Guillain-Barré syndrome. So we know that there are some dangers associated with those vaccines, and here are some more of them. Okay, compared to their parents, our kids are 4 times more likely to be diagnosed with a chronic illness. Vaccinated kids are 300% more likely to be diagnosed with an ear infection. Okay, so years and years ago, with natural approaches to keeping our babies and children's very well, any of the children who had a predisposition to having a virus or a bacteria settle in their ears and create an ear infection, it was no wheat, no dairy, and stay away from the antibiotics. So that was developed in Kings County, Washington, clinic just outside of Seattle years and years and years ago. Chronic situation with ear infections. Okay, no wheat, no dairy, and stay away from the antibiotics because the antibiotics tended to create a rebound effect. Vaccinated kids were 700% more likely to have tubes put into their ears for drainage. Okay. We know that there are any number of different negatives associated with the vaccines. Keeping in mind, the vaccines prevented chickenpox, whooping cough, and rubella. However, the vaccines were not so successful at measles, mumps, and influenza. So, what is a person to do? How is a parent going to make a good decision? Well, we have lots of different guidance with regard to preventing a negative outcome when you have had a vaccine or you're about to have a vaccine. Okay, so I mentioned vitamin C at the beginning of the show. Make sure your child or your vitamin C status is supported. Vitamin C powder in your drinks. Emergency. There are so many different combinations of good tasting powders that you can add to water that are going to enhance not only your vitamin C status, but you will also have some B complex vitamins. You'll have some minerals, and usually these packages are sweetened with a little bit of sugar. You can get unsweetened packages and add your own sweetener, maybe a raw organic honey, possibly a little bit of maple syrup, possibly some stevia. There are so many different choices that you can have besides taking something that is overly sweetened. But support your vitamin C status. Then support your vitamin D status. It will help, that C and D support will help to enhance the regulation of a regulated, appropriate immune system response when your vitamin C and vitamin D status are supported. I mentioned the probiotics. So many different probiotics are available. So easy to have your children have their digestive system enhanced, their colon chemistry properly supported. Keeping in mind, once again, your colon chemistry is the source of your most immediate immune response. Okay, some suggestions. Don't ever take a vaccine if you're not feeling well. And you say, okay, sometimes, though, you have to be really careful about where you have been just prior to going for a vaccine. If you've been in crowds of people, let a few days go by. Make sure that you're doing the things to support your immune system. And check your body temperature. This is particularly important in the case of your kids because maybe they're just pushing through having a little bit of an illness, a virus or whatever. But let's see that their temperature is in the normal range and make sure that they're not beginning with any kind of a fever that would be indicating some sort of illness, and makes a difference when you're being exposed to vaccines. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and when I come back, some of the best suggestions you can use to minimize any kind of an unexpected negative reaction to a vaccine. Stay tuned. More to come. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries, but the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, everyday low prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the PennDOT Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Jana Juice is the innovative way to get the benefits of super juices in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Pomegranate benefits without the sugar. Acai, noni, koji berry magnesine, lychee in two easy-to-swallow capsules. Easy to carry with you to work, when traveling, or just too busy to juice. Antioxidants that provide immune support benefits in two capsules. Find out more at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the PennDOT Shopping Center. Come in and speak to our friendly and knowledgeable team.
And welcome back. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli, keeping in mind that I'll be available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 2 to 5 this afternoon. Any questions about what I've discussed here today, or any questions about your blood work, your symptoms you might be dealing with, whatever you might want to discuss as part of supporting your good health, come on in. I'll be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road on the west side of 441 in the PennDOT Shopping Center. And I will be there from 2 to 5. And a reminder, Mr. Chris Allison doing live blood cell analysis on Wednesday after he has joined me on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. That's Wednesday, July 5th. Come see Mr. Chris Allison in the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Okay, so I was telling you that there are a lot of different things that you can do to minimize any unexpected or negative response to a vaccination. So I said, check your temperature. Make sure that your baby isn't dealing with any kind of illness, an earache, a sore throat, a cold, a tummy ache. If your baby's teething, maybe let that tooth come through before you go through with a vaccination. And certainly immune benefit to mom and baby if you are breastfeeding. So an hour before being vaccinated, some omega-3 fatty acids, and continue to use those omega-3s for about a month after the vaccines. Why? You're going to reduce the intensity of the immune reaction, and it's possibly an overreaction on the part of your immune system that can lead to some cellular damage, some negative outcome. It's going to reduce the immune response, and is having a beneficial effect on brain tissue, reducing the possibility that there may be inflammation in the brain. One of the best sources of the omega-3 that was recommended is green-lipped mussel oil. Very effective at reducing inflammation. Then I mentioned the vitamin C, but every antioxidant substance is going to be so beneficial at minimizing the possibility of a negative outcome while dealing with a vaccination. And the comprehensive ingredients in my formula, Janet's Best, Janet Juice, it has all those superfruits that are so high in antioxidants, very helpful at reducing inflammation. A calcium tablet. This is very interesting. The suggestion is to hold that calcium tablet under your tongue. And you think, oh, how's that tablet going to dissolve? Well, you might think about some of those digestive formulas that are calcium carbonate and hold it under your tongue. Let that calcium seep into your bloodstream through those tiny blood vessels and the mucous membranes of your mouth. Remember to have an ice pack to use at the site of the injection. So my suggestion is take the ice pack with you. Don't necessarily expect that an ice pack will be available at the physician's office that's giving you the vaccine. So bring an ice pack with you to use on the injection site, because so many times there is a hyper response at the injection site, a redness, swelling, and discomfort. So the ice pack, very helpful. Here's an easy way to minimize, again, the negative possibility after a vaccine. Homeopathic formula Thuja. So you use that 2 hours after the vaccine, and you take 3 doses of Thuja 2 hours after the vaccine, and then a dose every 12 hours. 3 doses get you where you want to be protected with homeopathic formula Thuja from experiencing a negative response to a vaccine. Vitamin E, antioxidants, so helpful. The vitamin C that is suggested, 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C 4 times a day. So my suggestion is plan for that, because you don't just want to be using 1,000 milligrams 4 times a day. You have the possibility of upsetting your stomach. So I'm going to say maybe 3 weeks out, you want to start with 1,000 a day, then work your way up to 2,000 a day, then 3,000. And at the time of the vaccination, then you can be using the 4,000 vitamin C a day. Very interesting, zinc, so crucially important for balancing your immune response. So very helpful. Solaray has a zinc and copper combination, 50 milligrams of zinc. Again, if you're not accustomed to having zinc, you might want to start a few weeks ahead of any kind of planned vaccination, because you want your body to be able to digest the zinc and metabolize it properly. Now, these suggestions, my thought is anybody who's traveling overseas where you need to have a certain series of injections to prevent succumbing to whatever might be a common infectious disease in the area where you're traveling, here's the appropriate approach prior to you having that series of vaccines. Astaxanthin, the antioxidant, that's so important. Avocado oil, that's easy enough to add into your diet. So important to understand that there's a lot that you can do to minimize the possibility that you have any kind of a negative reaction. Okay, here we go. Have you seen the movie Vaxxed? From cover up to catastrophe. I told you this was going to be a kind of controversial discussion. It's interesting because there was a schedule showing of Vaxxed, From Cover Up to Catastrophe, at a film festival in New York, and under pressure, I don't know who provided the pressure, under pressure, that movie Vaxxed, From Cover Up to Catastrophe, was pulled from the film festival. Well, we know that there are lots of contaminants. What are some of the things that you're going to find in your vaccines? Both the CDC and the FDA have sites where they give the information about the ingredients in different vaccines. So some of them, acetone, dextrose. Now, these are injectable substances, dextrose and sucrose. Why? Fetal bovine serum, yellow number 6. Certainly, we do know that in any number of different vaccines, there is mercury, thimerosal. There is aluminum. And aluminum has been implicated in a number of deaths after vaccines. That's according to a 2014 report. They are DNA contaminants. There are heavy metals. And the contaminants, DNA from animals. So a lot of different substances you don't necessarily want to have running around in your body. The diphtheria vaccine has aluminum, formaldehyde, and thimerosal. The human papillomavirus, aluminum, polysorbate 20, and two different types of viral proteins. I told you that in the influenza vaccine, there's chicken embryo and also a form of polysorbate. So a lot of different substances you don't want. 2011 Lancet study said the pneumococcal vaccine had a much broader effect on the microbial community in your gut than was generally assumed. So we could use a little bit more study and a little bit more light to be shining on this whole discussion. If you decide to do those vaccines, make sure that you're protecting yourself nutritionally before the vaccines. Don't have the vaccine if you're ill. You have been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I will be at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from 2 to 5 this afternoon, Monday. The store is closed tomorrow, July 4th. And joining me on Wednesday and on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Mr. Chris Allison. So tune in to our show Wednesday at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.